Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be joined by Clément Gardillou from Cognac L'Hérault. Clément, how are you doing today?
I'm good. The weather is not really with us. A lot of rain. It would be better to have it during the harvest. We are waiting for now the end of the year, so everything is good.
Rain, better late than never.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us, who are you and what do you do at Cognac L'Hérault?
So my name is Clément. I am working for L'Hérault for 3 years now. I'm one of the export managers. So I am in charge of a part of France, but also looking after US, UK, Germany, Cyprus, Southeast of Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. So basically, my job is to animate some tasting with my clients in France or at the exports, conduct some tasting with the team of my importers all around the world, sometimes doing some podcasts, for example, what we do today. Basically, this is what I am doing every day.
Perfect. And what cognac are we tasting today?
So today we are tasting the Cuvée 20 of Cognac L'Hérault.
Can you tell us, for those listeners who might not know the Cognac L'Hérault range, where does this product sit in the range?
So first of all, what you have to know about Cognac L'Hérault is that we are a 100% family-owned business. Okay, it's owned by 3 generations of family. Still, Mr. L'Hérault, 80 years old, working with his wife, Madame L'Hérault, 80 years old as well. They are working with us every day. They are working with their son, Laurent, our managing director, and Laurent is working himself with his 2 children, Jean-Charles and Anne-Sophie. Jean-Charles, who is looking after the estates, the vineyards, the vinification, the distillation, and the aging. And his little sister, Anne-Sophie, she's helping her grandmother for the packaging, etc. So it's a real family story. And the second part is that at Cognac L'Hérault, we are 80% based in Petite Champagne of the cru. So from our VS till the XO, all our cuvées, all our range are 100% Petite Champagne. No blend of different cru, no blend of different grapes varieties. It's 100% Uni Blanc, and no blend of different age of eau de vie. So it means that Cuvée 20 means 20 years in a hawk. It's a 20 years old cognac.
Okay, perfect. And if you can describe the style of this cognac, how would you describe it?
I would describe it like something concentrate and something generous. For me, after 20 years of aging, we are entering into the classification of old XO, okay? So it means that we start to have some typicity of the aging, something like a bit like vanilla, like flambé banana, or some pineapples, this kind of taste. And also the particularity of this cognac compared to our VS or VSOP, for example, is we are not at 40% of alcohol. We are at 43. Why? Because longer we age the cognac, less we need to reduce it with water, just to let the cognac express itself the most naturally possible.
And that extra 3% gives the cognac more of a spine.
Yeah, so that's why I say concentrate, generous, because we have this feeling at the end of spiciness. But we also have vanilla, toasted things coming from the wood.
Almost all of the cognacs come entirely from the Petite Champagne. Are the vines situated around the domain or scattered all over the place?
So we are based in Angers-Charente, in northeast of the Petite Champagne. We do also have some parts of our vineyards in Grand Champagne, Fambois, and Bombois. But these 3 are exclusively reserved for our vintage cognac.
Understood. Okay. So getting back to the Cuvée 20, can you say, did distillation occur with the lees or without the lees?
Basically, what is very important to note is, for example, with the Cuvée 20 release in 2022, It's not a vintage. It's coming from 2002, the first April 2002, and released this year. What you have to understand is like Jean-Charles is a real vigneron. It's like a real winemaker. When he has his wine and the harvest, sometime he can use the distillation on the lees, and sometime he's not using it. He always adapts his distillation to the harvest in front of him.
And do you know how much time this cognac spent in new oak?
I think it's like 3 or 4 years. And then it passed to old cask. Why? Because during the first year, it's going to take all the colors, especially with when we have the burn. So what we do inside the cask, the burn is medium or high. It's going to give taste and also the color to the cognac. At Cognac Clairaut, we don't add any caramel or anything like that. It's 100% natural. So all our techniques are coming from the aging.
And the new casks have a pretty strong toast. Is that what
yes.
you said?
Yes.
And the Clairaut cellars, would you say they're humid or dry or something in between?
They are dry. We do have some humid cellars, but we keep it only for our VS and VSOP. For the XO, so over 10 years old, we use dry cellar because dry cellar is perfect for the condition of to let the cognac age longer.
A long time. Okay. So if we move to a tasting note of this Cuvée 20 bottled at 43%, how would you describe the nose?
You have some notes of pineapples, a bit of citrus as well, a bit of vanilla as well. It's become an aged cognac. I mean, an old cognac. Because you can feel that the wood as well, but something concentrate. And then the tasting, it's warmly spicy. It's a perfect balance of flavors.
Perfect. Clément, thank you very much for your explanations and the time given to me. Happy holidays. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Tella.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.